Welcome to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments, where we talk to investment professionals and financial experts about investments and savings. We unpack all things investments to give you better insights for the important discussions with your clients to help them to achieve their goals. I'm Neil Hubert, Communications Manager, and today joining me is Alri Pinard, Manager, Income and Structured Solutions. Welcome back, Alri.
Thanks for having me, Neil. I'm the manager of the Income and Structured Solutions team in Momentum Investments. I work specifically as an actuary and qualified in 2018, and I've been part of Momentum for around about 7 years. Currently, my role specifically looks at the product development and product management of income solutions as well as our structured solutions.
So, Alri, last time we spoke, we went a little bit into annuities. I think today we can chat in depth about the different kinds of annuities. So, broadly speaking, annuities provide you with a retirement and income. And then, broadly speaking, you've got two, the living versus life annuities. So, can you maybe just delve into that and what's the merit of each and the differences between the two and the pros and cons maybe of a living versus life annuity?
Yeah, sure. So when clients retire, they generally would have saved for their retirement in something like a retirement annuity or maybe a pension fund at work, all those sort of savings vehicles. And by the time they retire, at least 2/3 of their money has to go into either a living or a life annuity. So that's basically the broad options that they have. A life annuity, as we discussed last time, is basically an income stream that will pay you, like it says, for life, versus a living annuity, which is almost like a bank account. So basically there, you can choose every year how much money you want to take, and once that money runs out, it has run out. So I suppose the big difference between the two is a life annuity gives you the certainty of a very specific income up until the time you pass away, versus a living annuity that gives you a lot of flexibility in the choice of what do I want to invest in, how much money do I want to take. All those things are choices that the client makes continuously, but the client does have the risk of outliving his or her money.
So deciding on a living versus life annuity, it's a personal decision, or it depends on your personal circumstances. So when a client sits with a financial advisor, what would be the main reasons to choose one over the other, the risks that you need to take into account, and probably also the client's investor profile, or how they see risk or their health? There's numerous things you need to take into account.
Yeah, no, true. So I think, as you said, it's definitely very personal. There's no cookie cutter sort of answer to this question, but there's quite a few things to consider. So a client firstly, in my mind, first just needs to decide, I suppose, how healthy they are. If they think they're going to pass away in the next year or two, perhaps the life annuity doesn't make sense, given that when the life annuity stops, it stops. In that sense, maybe a living annuity may be better because they can at least leave something to their beneficiaries. Some other things to consider is maybe just how risk averse are they. So if a client really doesn't like to take risk, maybe he really wants the certainty of a life annuity, then he knows for the next how many ever years he's going to live, he'll get 5,000 rand a month no matter what. Versus on a living annuity, he may get his 5,000, but the markets may drop or something could happen and his fund value falls. Or maybe he lives until he's 150 and runs out of money. So there's quite a few things to consider just in terms of how much risk he would like to take. Thirdly, they also need to consider what they want to leave behind to their beneficiaries. If a client is incredibly old, for instance, and maybe their kids have grown completely and they don't have anything to leave to beneficiaries, maybe a life annuity is sufficient. Maybe you have grandkids or your kids may still be in varsity at the age of 60 when you retire. And in that case, perhaps you want to leave whatever's left in the living annuity to your children. Life annuities do have some options to leave money to children, but obviously that does come at a cost. And yeah, I suppose that's the main things I would consider when looking at the two different products.
Okay, great. So it's, yeah, I mean, it's personal circumstances, but also important thing of annuities is the income patterns, or the income obviously that you would receive in retirement. So you've mentioned previously that you get annuities with different income patterns. So can you maybe just go into detail that? What income patterns does Momentum offer?
Yeah, sure. So maybe let's start with the living annuity. So as I said, on a living annuity, there's no fixed pattern. Every single year, the client chooses to take between 2.5% and 17.5% of the income, or of their pot of assets, basically. So there's, it's completely up to the client to choose. For our traditional life annuities, there are a couple of options. And as I list the options, the income that a client would receive at the start would become lower and lower. So basically, the first that we have is the level annuity. So that's basically 10,000 Rand a month, every month for as long as you're alive. This does come at a risk, just like bread that gets more expensive over time and your income stays the same. At some point, your purchasing power or the amount of things you'd be able to buy actually becomes less and less and less. So a client may see that this is going to give them 10,000 Rand today, but they need to understand what 10,000 Rand means in 10 years' time. Then we have what we call increasing annuities at a fixed percentage. So here the client basically says, I want my income to start at 100 Rand, for instance, but I want it to grow by 5% every year. So this year I get 100, next year I get 105, the year thereafter I think it's 111, and so forth. This is a bit safer than a level annuity because you may keep up with the price of bread, but you may also not. It just depends on how much it increases. The starting income year is lower, so a 10,000 versus a 8,000, for instance. But again, you keep up with inflation potentially. Finally, we have inflation-linked annuities. So as the name suggests, the income would increase by inflation, or in our specific case, CPI, every single year. So this means that if bread were to follow the price of inflation, I would be able to buy my bread up until the point that I pass away. This is by far the safest option in terms of keeping up with inflation, because it literally is inflation, but you may find that it also gives you the lowest starting income. And those are basically the three types of options that a client needs to consider. It's important to understand what the future holds, but for some it's also very important to know what I can get today. If I really need 10,000 Rand today, it doesn't help that I get 6,000 Rand on an inflation-linked annuity.
Thanks, Ellie. So you mentioned inflation. So how are increases on those inflation-linked annuities determined?
Different providers do use different methodologies. At Momentum specifically, we use the CPI values that come from Stats SA, basically on an annual basis. And this has a 4-month lag because it takes a while for these figures to come out. But every year on your anniversary, whatever the value is at that point, your annuity will increase by that amount.
Can you just go into detail about what types of risks do these annuities solve for?
Life annuities give clients the certainty that they'll get a specific income for a specific time period. And in this case, specifically for as long as they are alive. So this takes away two types of risk, basically. They don't have the risk of investment markets. Markets can do whatever they want in the background. They're not exposed to that. And they also don't have the risk of outliving their money, which we call longevity risk. So clients have the certainty that they'll get a specific income and they'll know that it won't run out. As I mentioned a bit earlier, depending on the pattern that you choose, you may also have inflation risk. So just the risk of running out of money, what they call real terms, which means that yesterday I could buy 2 loaves of bread, but perhaps today I can only afford one. By choosing the correct income pattern, I may be able to afford my 2 loaves of bread for as long as I live.
So the investment and longevity risk that you spoke of, so yeah, the client doesn't have this risk, but the insurer or the company that provides it takes on these risks.
That's right.
How are we able to take on these risks and offer a guaranteed income for life?
So let me start by saying that insurers are very heavily regulated. So there's a lot of oversight from the regulators to make sure that what we do is the right thing. We also have incredibly strong talent in the business. I think actuaries are trained very well to handle all these different calculations and making sure that we can take on the risks that we do take on. We also then have really, really good asset managers and people in the background that make sure that the assets are managed like they should be managed. But what's most important is the ability to pool, which I will explain now. So life annuities, as I've said, pays an income for life. And the ability to pool basically means that we take into account the average lifetime of a person. So to explain that a little bit, just to give you some background, let's say we have three people. We have Mr. Short Life, we have Mr. Average Life, and we have Mr. Long Life. All of them are currently 60 years old, and they have 200 Rand to retire in, well, right now. On average, based on all of our calculations, we think that people live to, say, age 80. So they're 60 years old, and they're expected to live another 20 years. So in theory, their 200 Rand should give them 10 Rand a year for the next 20 years. Mr. Medium Life only lives exactly to age 80. He gets his 10 Rand for 20 years, and he passes away, got back his 200 Rand. Mr. Short Life, on the other hand, passes away at age 70. He only gets back 100 Rand, so 10 years of 10 Rand. Whereas Mr. Long Life lives to 90. He actually gets back 300 Rand over his lifetime. So as you can see, the money that Mr. Short Life gave us, Mr. Long Life got 300. And overall, they managed to all get an income for life. And this is how life annuity insurance works.
So that was Alri Pinaar, one of the smart actuaries at Momentum Investments. Thanks for joining me, Alri.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.